February 29, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Lord, that I may receive my sight, Luke 18:41. What is the thing that not only disturbs you, but makes you a disturbance? It is always something you cannot deal with yourself. They rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more. Persist in the disturbance until you get face to face with the Lord himself. Do not deify common sense. When Jesus asks us what we want him to do for us in regard to the credible thing with which we are faced, remember that he does not work in common sense ways, but in supernatural ways. Watch how we limit by remembering what we have allowed him to do for us in the past. I always failed there, and I always shall. Consequently, we do not ask for what we want. It is ridiculous to ask God to do this. If it is an impossibility, it is the thing we have to ask. If it's not an impossible thing, it is not a real disturbance. God will do the absolutely impossible. This man received his sight. The most impossible thing to you is that you should be so identified with the Lord that there is nothing of the old life left. He will do it if you ask him. But you have to come to the place where you believe him to be almighty. Faith is not in what Jesus says, but in himself. If we only look at what he says, we shall never believe. When once we see Jesus, he does the impossible thing as naturally as breathing. Our agony comes through the willful stupidity of our own heart. We won't believe. We won't cut the shoreline. We prefer to worry on. That's the end of the Chambers text. How natural it is to serve God in ways that are natural to me, and how true it is that the evidence that I do not trust my God is that I don't ask him to do things that I believe are too difficult for him. And by golly, he's God. For Pete's sake, what you thinking? God is God, and he is the Almighty, or he is absolutely nothing. When I come to the place that I believe he is Almighty, I can ask him for anything, and he can do it. Now, there's the case in point where we say, well, I've asked God, and he has said no, or he hasn't done what I asked. Scriptures say that the only time I ask God to do something and he does not do it is when I ask with the wrong motive and the wrong motivation, that I would consume it upon my own selfish desire. It's not about asking for something that is wicked. It's about asking for anything that is selfish. If I ask God to do a good thing for me, a good godly Christian thing for me, but it is asked in selfishness, that I will be satisfied, rather than in selflessness, that he will be satisfied. He's not going to answer that. If I ask only for the glory of God, and if I ask only for the benefit of his glory, and that his kingdom would grow, and that people would see the love and character and nature of God to be what it is, and want to turn to him for salvation and redemption, and completion and restoration, then he will answer every time in the affirmative. And God delights, quite frankly, in doing the absolutely impossible. He's waiting with bated breath for me to simply step forward, raise my hand, and say, God, do this impossible thing for your glory, for your kingdom, not for mine.